A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, verses 31 through 46. Jesus continued, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison, and did not minister to you?' Then he will answer them, saying, 'Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Matt Thompson, Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Bismarck, North Dakota.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our word from God to consider this day is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Our reading this day concerns the judgment, the end-time judgment of the world. History has come to an end. God's plan for this present evil age has been fulfilled. The Church has completed her mission, and all of the elect have come to faith in Christ. The end has come, and Jesus has returned from heaven. All of the dead have been raised from their graves, and all of mankind stands before the Lord. And Jesus, the divine Son of God, he sits on his throne for judgment. And the basis for the judgment are the works of men. Jesus will judge the world based on what's written in the books. And the books stand for the perfect memory of God, who knows all things. He will remember our lives and how we lived, and without asking any questions, the Lord will judge the world. As John says, "And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done." This might surprise you, since you know and have heard in the gospel that salvation is by grace through faith in Christ, apart from the works of the law. And that is true. You and I have been justified before God, not because of anything we have done, but only because of the merit of Christ, his mercy and grace towards sinners. And yet the end time judgment is a judgment based on works. How can this be? How can both be true? The answer lies in the nature of the cross and in the nature of forgiveness. The key to understanding the judgment is the reality of the forgiveness of sins. Our sins were nailed to the cross. Jesus took them upon himself, and he atoned for them and paid for them as if they were his own. Our sins were judged at the cross and buried in the tomb, and he remembers them no more. As it is written, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. And so when Jesus sits on his throne, he separates the sheep from the goats and he judges them by their works. But for those who believe in him, who have been justified by faith, whose sins have been cast into the depths of the sea, erased from the books, all he remembers are their works of love and service and goodness in their lives. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink." For those who do not know Christ, for those who refused his gospel, their sins are not erased from the book, and there is a fearful judgment. Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink." What does this mean for our life? First, it means confidence in the forgiveness of sins. There is no fear of judgment for those who are in Christ Jesus. Yes, he will judge us for our works, but he will only remember our good works. Our sins have been nailed to the cross. Second, it means encouragement to do good, to serve the world in love, to love our neighbor as ourself, to fulfill our vocations. God remembers the good that we do. Third, it means mission. In his heart, our God does not want to judge anyone, but wants them to know Christ, to be found in him, and to receive the forgiveness of sins through faith. And so we teach the gospel. Amen.
We thank Pastor Matt Thompson for this meditation on God's Word.